And then maybe go next to speak and how can I help?
Hi, Natalie. It's Mrs. Martin. Was it, it was yourself I had earlier, wasn't it? When we just found out.
Helen?
Yes.
Yes, it's me. Yes, it's me.
Yes. I just was running through things quickly, like, because at the end of our chat, I'll chat to BTM. I just thought, and it's actually really good for timelines. It's quite good. But like, it just want, I just wanted to highlight that we are going for, we have submitted it for rape and not just sexual abuse, because although it was sexual abuse in grooming, it eventually led on to rape and need to be anally raped, just to be very specific, because Chatsy asked if I'd dropped that.
Yeah. There's different categories, isn't there? Let me just put this onto your.
And I thought, actually, it's not something I think I've been brave enough to say yet.
No, but you've done really well, because you've run me back and you've done it. You told me. So, well done. What I'm going to do is just record that now. It's not something easy to talk about, is it, at all?
No. And there was things like it's documented in the courts that there was strangulation and rape, strangulation, and like pinning them arrests and stuff like that. So.
Okay, let me, I want to make sure I've got the impact of what I write. Let's see. Not only. So, you have to recall it back to me, or
go for it, Bobby.
Okay, so I've just read, so far I've written, Helen called back to confirm that she was received not only sexual abuse, this was rape, this included anal penetration, vaginal, what else did you say?
And pinning of the rest and strangulation.
Strangulation. And pinning of the wrist.
So started originally as consensual and in grooming, and then things got more and more aggressive as time went on, and this was kind of the end result. Just to give you a nice clear kind of oversight.
Yeah, no, that's fine, honestly. Started everything in agreement, but then non consensual. Helps if I could actually spell, you know.
Oh, I feel you, babe.
It's just not my day for spelling. But then not consensual. Do you remember when you felt, because obviously you're under 16, so none of it would have been consensual, really. But can you remember when you felt that it was not?
It was probably about maybe 6 months in.
So what age was that?
That would have been probably about 13.
Yeah. I'm going to put dissertation. A lot for Helen to share these details, these intimate details. Are you going to be okay today once we've ended the call?
Yeah, my love, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to carry on doing housework because I'm a mum and life doesn't stop.
But it's what mum's doing, isn't it? Yeah,
that's
Yeah, and also it's a good distraction technique with your cleaning.
Definitely, yeah. My kids are off to McDonald's and then they'll be back to entertain me.
Nice. And that you won't have time to think then, because they'll be there.
Exactly.
Okay, lovely. So I'm going to put down, this takes a lot for Helen to share this intimate detail, and this can cause traumatic
trigger
for her currently. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine, Lydia.
Because you're under TNHK, aren't you, as well?
Yeah.
Are you aware of, like, what your triggers are? I'm really good for them and stuff like that. I'm not at that point. I'm just making sure that we're highlighting what I'm liking. Today is not my worst day.
No, but obviously we need to make sure that you're safe and everything as well.
Yeah, no, I totally am.
If you've got a plan with your CMHT, sometimes they do like a trigger plan, don't they? And you say, if you notice that you're doing this, this is my plan to keep myself safe. On there, I don't know if you've been specific in detail. So like, is there smells on there or anything like that?
No, do you know, when I did it, I hadn't really disclosed much to mental health about what had gone on. So actually, that is probably a very good thing mentally, is actually to have a look at it now. I like that. I do actually. I'm going to put that
I would definitely revisit that, because obviously you're more aware now of what your triggers are, because once you start opening Pandora's box, things spiral, don't they, as such?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I've already had my spiral. My spiral actually was, like, after the case. And then I think I've gone back up. I'm on my level now. I'm really good. Yeah. I think, like, I'll probably have a couple of ups and downs, but, like, I'm good.
And that's part of life as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
It isn't our straightforward linear. We have a roller coaster. This is life. But you've got the right people around you, and you know where to access that support. And obviously, we'll be supporting you all the way through this case. So you can always ring me and say, Natalie, I can't talk about that now.
Today's all a good deal.
Yeah, that's fine. And we can always come back to things. Once you've done your new plan, you know, your trigger plan, I think you call it a safety plan now, don't they? If you can get us a copy of that, that would be good to identify how it's impacting you now.
No problem. So,
for instance, if you're avoiding places or smells or things like that, that's something that, you know, we could evidence that for the court. The panel.
I can do all that. That sounds really good.
Yeah, lovely.
I've got an appointment coming up very soon with the CTN. So action that as a way forward.
They should be redoing that anyway, and double checking. So you're on CPA, so really they should be doing the risk assessment, your safety plan, and they like review like your employment and things like that as well. So just double check that they've done everything that you need.
Perfect. All right. I will do, my dear. Perfect. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Helen. You look after yourself, okay?
You too, my lovey. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.